With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin is experiencing high early voting turnout. Statewide, more than 97,000 people voted Tuesday. Locally, clerks are also seeing high turnout. Robin Haggard is the town clerk of Minocqua. She says more than 130 people showed up to vote Tuesday, and people kept coming yesterday.
I've been clerk for 25 years, and I've never seen anything like this before.
The large number of people voting has caused a slowdown in the computer system the state uses to process absentee ballots. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says it added capacity, but Haggard said it was still slow as of yesterday. She said it didn't stop anyone from voting.
It did dawn on me yesterday. Maybe I should get some additional help, but between myself and my deputy clerk, we've been able to handle everyone. We'll have additional staff at the polls to process these. Normally I have 3-4 girls kind of just doing the absentee ballots, but I will most likely have 8 or 10.
Early in-person voting is absentee voting. The ballots will not be processed until Election Day on November 5th. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany is running for re-election in the 7th District, which covers most of northern and northwestern Wisconsin. He'll be challenged by Democrat Kyle Kilborn. WXPR's Katie Thorson spoke with both candidates about why they're seeking the office. First, Tom Tiffany.
Congressman Tom Tiffany believes America is not headed in the right direction. He says there's a lot of work to be done to get the country back on track, which is why he's running for a third term.
I've been putting forward proposals to be able to get there, to bring down the cost of living, to secure the border. I helped write H.R. 2, the Secure the Border bill that passed through the House of Representatives. I believe in a strong American foreign policy. We haven't had those things. But I think if we get the right people, including a change at the top in the president, I think we can turn America around, and I want to be part of that.
Cost of living and the economy has been a top issue this election cycle. When asked how to address the rising cost of living, Tiffany said there needs to be reduced deficit spending, increased energy independence, and reinstitute work requirements.
We should have able-bodied people working. We do those things, and we can turn America's economy around quite quickly.
Tiffany was first elected to Congress in a 2020 special election. Before that, he served on the Wisconsin State Assembly and State Senate.
We can change the trajectory of America. It just requires the political will to do it.
WXPR talked with Tiffany about a range of topics, including climate change, housing, immigration, and abortion. You can listen to that interview in its entirety at WXPR.org. Kyle Kilborn points to how he grew up as to why he's running for Congress. He grew up in a small town on a small farm. His dad was a construction worker. His mom was a waitress.
You know, we weren't rich, but, you know, we worked hard and I was able to achieve my American dream. And I think it's getting harder and harder for a lot of rural folks to do that. And so I'm running to, you know, revitalize that American dream for working and middle class Americans.
When asked what he believed needed to be done to address the rising cost of living, Kilborn said more needs to be done to make sure the government is working for people, not corporate donors.
You know, I'm going to be focused on capping prescription drug prices, making healthcare more affordable. You know, one of the things I think we need to do is hold corporations accountable for price gouging and making sure that families have fair wages. So, you know, introducing legislation to make sure that we have strong market competition.
Kilborn says his career as a designer has given him skills to come up with innovative solutions to problems.
My sort of, you know, perspective is we need someone who listens, who's going to work hard, and who's going to deliver results. And I'm going to do that for our working families, seniors, and communities.
WXPR talked with Kilborn about a range of topics, including climate change, housing, immigration, and abortion. You can listen to that interview in its entirety at WXPR.org. Just look for the WXPR Voter Guide. The election is Tuesday, November 5th. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
A missing Antigo man was found dead in the woods in Langlade County on Wednesday. 34-year-old Matthew Howard had last been heard from Saturday and was reported missing Sunday, according to a news release from Antigo Police. In the early afternoon Wednesday, Howard was found dead in the woods in the area of Cedar Road, just north of Now Road, in the town of Rolling in Langlade County. The death investigation is being conducted by the Langlade County Sheriff's Office. Wausau currently has a temporary ban on drinking alcohol in city parks and other spaces during daytime hours. That ban may become permanent. It's currently set to expire at the end of the year. Council members and law enforcement are trying to get a head start on the effort. At a meeting of the Public Health and Safety Committee, Wausau Police Chief Matthew Barnes recommended making it permanent. He said it helped the department and the community a lot in the last year.
Generally speaking, during the day, the behaviors that we see when we have no prohibition against open-air drinking are not family-friendly. They're not what we want to see in our parks, and it gives our staff the ability to go in there and make a change.
The proposed ban would not be in effect from 4 to 11 p.m., and permits will still be allowed for special events. Violators could be fined up to $50. The plan is now headed to the full Wausau City Council. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Can cow manure help solve climate change? Experts at a recent congressional briefing say yes. Suzanne Potter explains.
Anaerobic digesters, known as dairy digesters, can capture methane, a greenhouse gas, from waste pits at dairy farms. They convert the biogas to natural gas, which can be used to generate clean power. Congressman Jim Costa says it's a win-win.
You can set up a methane digest operator that can really be very efficient, very effective, and produce a lot of electricity and handle the waste at the same time. So these sustainable farming practices have reduced operational costs to farmers.
However, some environmental groups argue that this doesn't address so-called enteric methane, a natural byproduct of cows digesting their food, which is responsible for more than 70% of agricultural methane emissions. Matt Tomich, president of the environmental research group Energy Vision, says methane reduction through dairy digesters is the low-hanging fruit of the clean energy transition.
It's the single biggest lever that we have to slow warming, particularly in the short term.
This story was produced with original reporting by Dawn Atreide for Sentient. I'm Suzanne Potter.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.